With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Flooding continues to be a concern for rivers and streams across western and central Montana. In Missoula, evacuation orders are still in place for 65 homes, with warnings posted for an additional 2,200 more. But National Weather Service meteorologist Marty Whitmore said on a Missoulian Facebook live stream today that contrary to earlier predictions, the Clark Fork is not expected to reach major flood stage this weekend. Temperatures will barely crack the mid-60s through Saturday.
The projections have come down for the crest this weekend, below 13 feet here on the Clark Fork above Missoula Gauge. Chances are it's even going to come down a little bit more than that.
Missoula County Commissioners signed a flood-related disaster declaration today. Emergency Management Director Adrian Beck says that declaration allows the county to apply for state aid.
Our cost to date, we estimate those to be somewhere around $250,000 as far as the county resources and or city resources that have been expended at this point by way of personnel hours and or equipment, and in addition to damage to public infrastructure.
Beck says several county roads have sustained flood-related damages, including those in the Clinton and Rock Creek areas. Lake County commissioners issued a similar disaster declaration on Monday. The Musselshell River is experiencing major flooding in Wheatland County near Chaumont. Forecasters say flooding from the Sun River will surround the small community of Sun River west of Great Falls. Warnings are also in effect for the Bitterroot River in southwestern Montana, the Yak River in the northwest, the Blackfoot River near Lincoln, and Ten Mile Creek near Helena. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.